The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and like us, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and like us. We're constantly feeding that monster with victories.
That's right.
And not just the problems, friends, with the victories as well. The phone lines are accessible as well. How do you like that? 1-877-807-9977. Love to hear from you. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Vicky Wood actually just commented on Facebook. She said, "Thank you, now I have it for good." And what is she talking about? Well, every day you can actually listen to the radio program through the internet to stream. So if you're by us and you have a physical station, that's great. Listen to it. Tune in. But if you're not, and for some reason you're out of the area, you can tune in through the stream. Typically every single day we post on that Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. We put the link so that you can listen live every single day. There's also podcasts, and the on-demand player plays us 24 hours a day. You can also get us on the phone app, TuneIn.com, conservative radio app, and our weekly email updates. So we want to encourage you all to be a part of that. Eric actually just Facebooked us and said, "I have definitely read and kept up on this, as well as Bradley Dean, and from what I've seen so far, he's definitely shaking something up in the right way." And you know what? That's exactly what we talk about on a daily basis. If you want to change the future, you got to trouble the present.
Well, listen, God's call to the Christian churches today is to come forth from their hiding place just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how you win the day.
Yep. You know what? And this
you're not asking for permission from the enemy, friends.
This is a great example of that. We do public high school assemblies, and we've been doing it for over a decade, going into public schools, teaching the Constitution, talking about our lives, how they've been changed because of those Judeo-Christian values that are found there, set men free. We just got an email on Facebook not too long ago. It said, "Hi, my name is David Korak. You came to my high school some years ago.
Yeah.
I'm now 23. My school was Kabul High School in Missouri. The reason I'm messaging you is to tell you thank you, because you all are straight to the point. That's what this world needs, is tough Christians that don't sugarcoat the truth. I want to thank you all for what you do. God bless you. Imagine if we stayed hiding in the cave or even in the church and weren't able ever to meet this gentleman.
Yeah.
David. How many thousands there is across the country?
In those early centuries of Christianity, folks, Christianity didn't go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. That's the book we read on a daily basis, right? We need to keep in mind it's blood bought, and that's why we live unto him who died for us.
And that's why those that are followers of Christ are so, what would you say, it's not on the edge, but they're so always moving because they're compelled by a love, which is a greater force than anything in this world. It's not by a fear, it's by a love for the Savior who has died for them and shed his blood for them.
Constrained, amen.
It's no different than those that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. That's an honor and a privilege. It's
right.
Not like a paid gig that people say, wow, I can make a lot of money if I guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. It's all out of love.
Yeah, it's not a monument, it's a movement.
That's right.
Freedom must be fought for. What is the price of liberty? Eternal diligence.
Speaking of that, how to shut down a tyrant, what is the price of liberty?
And vigilance.
Show people that. You show them the price of liberty. That's how you shut down tyranny. The latest column that Bradley just did actually was on that very topic, how to shut down a tyrant. Now, recently we also had to bust the bubble on this whole Alina Kagan and the Supreme Court and a Proposition 8. So that came out too, because it's the fox in the chicken coop. That's what Obama put in there because this agenda was coming.
Of course.
Then you spring out 75 low-life, loser, fraudulent Republicans who come out and endorse gay marriage too. You've got Newt Gingrich, the fraud and the loser, who's been divorced multiple times and does not walk according to the Christianity that he professes, because he says, we need to throw the towel in on this and we need to get with progress here.
Yeah.
This is the way the times are turning.
Well, how many times has he been married?
Yep.
Well, of course, he's only living to
that's where it starts.
His own doctrine.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
his
carnal
nature. How's that working out for Ian Newt?
Yep. Yeah. It wasn't even the homosexuals that started this movement.
It was the
heterosexuals that decided, well, you know, it's okay.
The homosexuals want to be loved in truth, too.
Sometimes.
I mean, the homosexuals want to be loved in truth, too, regardless if they want to admit it or not.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the right, again, I've said it so many ways, there's no way to really define this any better than what I'm going to define it right now. There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time.
Yeah.
And yet you've got these older people that have been completely, they're under a delusional, some sort of America, like there's more than one constitution or something. Yet it was John Adams that rightly said, there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties. What do you have? You have the older generation talking political vernacular, saying, well, the left, blaming the left for what they tolerate. The left is doing what you're tolerating, right? John Adams goes on. He said, there is nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties. Hello. Each deranged, arranged under its leader and concerting measures in oppositions to each other. Yes, in propaganda, and the agenda goes forth, doesn't it, folks? This, in my humble apprehension, John Adams said, is to be dreaded as the great political evil under our Constitution. What are you operating in, friends? Because you didn't do your homework, you think there's a left and that there's a right. No, there's one Constitution, not two. But yet, the right's blaming the left all the time. And guess what? Propaganda and the agenda go forward. And guess what, America? You lose. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977. This is your radio show. By the way, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. We were talking about the left versus the right. And in political vernacular, the right is the Republicans. They're supposed to be the good guys. And if you look at the left, that's the Democrats. That's the socialist communist. What a reflection on the Republicans. Friends, I've done homework on both parties. You need to understand that the right is just as corrupt, if not more corrupt in many cases, than the left is. They just like putting on a better facade or a mask is really what it comes down to. And what happens is you see how the left is always warring against the right and the right against the left. And right before the break, I told you what John Adams said, the second president of the United States, he who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he who was a partaker in establishing our institution, our constitutional republic. He said this in 1789, October 2nd. He wrote this to Jonathan Jackson. He said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other." Well, that's like WWF at its worst, its finest, friends. I'm saying it's worst. I'm being facetious. John said this, "In my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." But what are you continuously inundated through, friends, with? What is it? Misinformation. Disinformation. Purpose misinformation. Well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is America loses at every step. Jake, what were you talking about right before the break? Rand Paul?
Mm-hmm. Rand Paul
confirms Hagel.
Hagel, that's right.
And then also, Ron Paul attacks his own supporters by appealing and filing with the UN a week and a half ago. Folks, you need to listen to what's being said here. It's not a man that you need to be following. It is truly no king but King Jesus. It was Jesus himself who said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious doctrine. They're hypocrites." Read Matthew 23. He also said to beware of the leaven of Herod, Herodians, government indoctrination. That's exactly what's going on. That's why straight and narrow, difficult is the way. But it's easy when you begin to understand what's going on, as long as you're reading the Word of God. Because when you read the Word of God, it's self-explanatory. God shows, "Oh, I get it, Lord." As I've said before, you know a stick when it's crooked by laying it next to a straight one. You can see its deviation, and it's the same thing here. Eugene McCarthy said this, Saying we should keep the two-party system simply because it is working is like saying the Titanic voyage was a success because a few people survived on life rafts. Well, that's the intent.
Yeah.
And let me say this again. Eugene McCarthy said, saying we should keep the two-party system simply because it is working. Working for who, friends? It's not working for you. It's working for the agenda. Jake, what else were you talking about?
I was talking about the health care.
Obamacare and yep. This garbage. Go ahead.
I saw Jan Brewer. We talked about it. The last caller from Iowa brought up the fact that Jan Brewer bit into it.
She's from Arizona.
That's right. Yeah, our caller was from Ohio. He pointed out she's the Arizona governor, supposed to be the hero.
Yep.
Then you go over to Chris Christie. And listen, I don't get depressed, but it disheartens me.
Yeah.
Because when I hear the things that Rand Paul says, when I heard things that Ron Paul said, I said, finally, somebody that will stand for the Constitution. But then when I have the opportunity to speak to Dr. Paul as an example, and I ask him, okay, where do we derive our rights? He acknowledges, of course, they're God-given rights. And I say, well, how should the government honor the God
but when
who
you
gave
were
rights?
But, Jake, I need to interject. When you talked to him, he was still in a position. He was incumbent.
Well, no.
He was still a part of the system. Now he's not there. And once he's out of power, what does he do? He turns on his own followers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even to that, the point I was trying to make was a little different, is that he came in and said that we do have God-given rights, so he hit the nail on the head. Then he says that I believe the government's job is to protect those God-given rights. And I said, okay, well, then what would the government's duty be to acknowledge that God? How do you bring honor to the God? And he said, well, I don't believe that's the government's purpose. I believe that's a state issue or a church issue. Which he's completely flat-out wrong. Because if you eliminate God, then man will get shifty and move.
And guess what? Those that continuously cheerlead Ron Paul, they act just like Ron Paul. They're libertarians. There's no restraint of law.
Yeah, libertines. And that's where you try to find a source of liberty outside of God. Or maybe it's in God. I see a lot of people that do support Ron Paul that are very sincere. And I believe they're Bible-believing Christians. They support him for the reasons of, I want to trust somebody, and this is the mistake, I want to trust somebody that's in there and at least talking about the Constitution, but they're accepting an evil.
Yes. Yeah, they're accepting the stake with poison in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I understand that because I want to too, but I can't join myself to somebody who's ultimately going to betray us in the end because they're going to bring more followers that are right over that cliff.
He's a great moneymaker. He's a great fundraiser. And we're beginning to see Rand Paul, who also said he himself. By the way, friends, we've been working on Rand Paul here for 2 weeks now.
Mm.
We want to get him on the radio and ask him real questions. We want him to answer for himself.
Yep.
How do you justify Mitt Romney? You can't.
Mm.
Yet he said he would be honored to be the vice president under Mitt Romney.
There was only one Republican that said that he wouldn't support him. That was Ron Paul.
That's right.
Every single one of them.
That's incredible to me. But what I'm trying to say, Jake, is where men err, they're going to err.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's go to the body of Christ. Okay. You have the Presbyterians, you have the Catholics, you have the Lutherans, you have the Baptists, you have the Pentecostals, just go down the whole list, right? Yep. Wesleyan, so on and so forth. You have all these different denominations because they don't agree with the one head, that being Christ. I don't see where there's supposed to be schism in the body.
Yeah.
There isn't. And what I talk about this quite a bit is the fact that there's one constitution, not two.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the American people think, well, if we get Ron Paul in there, and by the way, I'm not questioning the sincerity of anybody. Listen, folks, we've all been duped last re-election cycle, namely that this criminal in office is not there lawfully, friends.
That's right.
And that's a fact.
And
if you haven't done your homework, you know it.
Whether
this man is attacking everything you are right now. And your kids, all the way through and through, he is on the attack. This is treason and nothing less in every sense of the word. And the American people are looking for their leader. His name is Jesus Christ, friends. That's all I'm simply saying. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, speaking of Dr. Benjamin Rush, he said that I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Christocrat.
That's right.
And when we're Christocrats, we're all going forward. We're all going together. We're doing this in unison. And we're winning the day as long as we're under one head, not two.
That's right.
And we see this in 1962 when all this garbage, this free love, this hippie mess, drugs, and this communist infiltration.
Yep.
We've seen it.
Yep.
And we're seeing the fruit and the fallout of it. And who is it working for?
Yep.
It's working for those that are behind the masks of the criminals in government. And you have it, friends, because, again, you tolerate the criminal that is basically opening the door to crime.
And what the thing is there we're left without an excuse because we have a constitution. We just got this email from Terry Hoback, and he said, you teach returning to God and that it is to be greatly admired. The single answer is right there in his word, but I never hear anyone speak about it. We want to get down to the answer. You know, Chris Christie bails, starts supporting Obamacare. Yeah. You saw what happened. He's kissing and hugging with Obama.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, of course.
Yeah,
I don't know that
they're new
kiss.
Roller skating buddies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You saw all that
they're
happening
dancing
right
on the floor now.
And I'm sick of getting let down, too. Everybody is.
Yeah.
But you put your hope and your faith in Christ. You don't get let down. That's where you start from. You don't open up a little bit of compromise and say, well, I'd rather have this guy in than that
That's
guy.
That's right.
We'll be saying that the rest of our lives.
If you have the choice between the lesser of two evils, pick neither one of them.
Both are evil. You're still choosing evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The door's still open, friends. Listen to what Gore Vidal said. Listen to this. It makes no difference who you vote for. The two parties are really one party representing 4% of the people. That's exactly right. Listen to that again. Gore Vidal said this. It makes no difference who you vote for. The two parties are really one party representing 4% of the people. Now, I didn't say that. I did not say that. 4% of the people, America, you are allowing to destroy your country. What happens if you glean those that serve we the people, the representatives?
Yeah. According to the
what's
Constitution.
Every single one of them. Why are they emboldened? Why are these Republicans emboldened to come out and start attacking marriage, friends? Well, let me ask you the question. Why have we gone this far in the first place? We've seen them do this every step of the way.
Yep.
Who do you think had the door open?
That's right.
Those that call themselves the right.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have now? The wrong, because you tolerated the wrong in the first place to represent themselves as the right when you didn't pay attention to what they were doing by the fruit on their trees.
Yeah, and they don't have the support. It's the toleration that they have. I mean, I look at our party here in the state of Minnesota. We had many dealings with them only because we went out and did what was right and we were attacked. I've seen that whole leadership turned over now. The guy who used to run the Republican Party, no longer running the Republican Party.
Nope.
Our former Speaker of the House of Representatives.
You know that crook in Minnesota, he's sitting in the back.
Yep.
He's sitting behind closed doors waiting for him to come up now because he gave us a brand new arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
A stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
appealing
who was he
to what?
For? Well, folks,
That's
I thought
right.
we had an economic problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he puts a Minnesota back into debt. We're talking about Kurt Zellers, little stinking punk, and that's exactly what he is. Why don't you man up, boy, and call the radio show? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, Kurt Zellers, this punk in Minnesota, was the Speaker of the House. He was supposed to be the good guy. He introduces himself when I go to give the prayer in the state of Minnesota last year. And he introduces himself as the guy that gets everything done. Matter of fact, he was supposed to be on the radio show a week after prayer took place in the state of Minnesota. Yeah, please.
I actually called the press agent there and I said, hey, we want to have Kurt because we did it live radio at the state fair, which the New York Times came out and covered it. Very nice piece on that if you want to check that out. So the lady says to me, well, Mr. Zell, why don't you email me a request? So I email the request, right?
And when in fact he's the one that said he gave a card to somebody that worked in the ministry here and said, go ahead and we'll get set it up with my secretary.
Yeah.
To get him on the radio. Yeah. So he knew all the well. He was trying to get out there. He was just trying to glorify himself any way that he possibly could.
That was at a fundraiser. He'd made that request. So we call him back and we're like, hey, you know, give your feedback because obviously what happened at the prayer was completely wrong and off base. He was off base in what he did 100%. And even other people were wondering, why in the world did he just do that? So as I emailed this over, then the lady emails me back and says, I'm sorry, Mr. Zellers won't be able to be on the program this weekend at such and such a time. Now, the time she had was wrong. I had asked her for a specific time. She said, let's just pick 4 o'clock as an example. She said, he's not available at 4 o'clock. And I said, oh, is he available the rest of the day?
But wait a second. You're talking about after the prayer now.
Yeah, this is after the prayer.
Okay.
So she makes that excuse that he's not available at 4 o'clock. And I said, well, that's good because I actually didn't ask you for 4 o'clock. I asked you for 1 o'clock. So should I sign him up and let the people know?
Yeah.
And she kind of backpedaled and said,
straight coward.
I'm not really sure. And I said, miss, were you just directed to tell us no, no matter what? She was like, well, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Well, sure. Because what he did is he capitulated in the face of the state of Minnesota.
Yep. Continued to do it.
And they were offended by the prayer that took place in the state of Minnesota.
There is a DVD about this whole
thing.
It's called The Prayer That Rocked
the Capitol.
Boy,
and that wasn't planned.
No. Yeah. Very good. Matter of fact, it falls in because every topic we talk about, we've been engaged in it, folks.
Yeah.
And if we got a video camera, we're going to tape it. We're going to show you.
We got video of Mark Dayton in the state of Minnesota asking if anybody objected to Obamacare. There was 300 people in this room. Right. And I looked at Jake. I said, Jake, you need to get up there. You know what? I was showing Jake my courage. I need to stand behind you right now. But Jake is the constitutionalist here, big time, right? And so that's his expertise. Mine's more the biblical, constitutional, and that order. Jake is pretty well balanced on both of them. But in saying that, I said, Jake, you need to get up there. And what happened is Jake started to confront the governor in front of the governor, and the whole state of Minnesota got an eyeful that night because all the networks picked it up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you didn't do it disrespectfully. Yeah. You just asked the question, where are you actually doing this constitutionally? Yeah. You're violating the Constitution of the United States. And what's interesting, in the state of Minnesota, in that very room, the sacrifice, the soldiers dying and so on and so forth, were painted on the walls. And if the people in the state of Minnesota would just simply looked up, they wouldn't have tolerated this governor to commit crimes against the Constitution in the first place. But that was all over the networks. If you'd like to see that video too, friends, I totally forgot that was out there until the other day, and it pulled up again. You can check out Jake confronting the governor in the state of Minnesota, and he did it respectfully.
Well, and the thing
he really
is,
did. And I didn't, by the way, when we go back to my prayer, I didn't do anything disrespectfully.
We just
they didn't
show
like
up.
The fun, dude. That's exactly right.
Show up as an example. The last school that we did probably just shows up.
But no, get back to the video, Jake. Let the people know what the video is.
The prayer that rocked the Capitol is a great expose. It stays on one topic. Now, my war has many topics. I encourage both of them. But this prayer that rocked the Capitol is one topic. And it shows you how the other side spins and takes and moves. And next thing you know, because you stood for what's right, you're making national headlines. Now, just like it says in the Bible, where Christ said, you're going to speak before kings and princes. And testify what?
Yeah.
Of my works.
Testimony against them.
Yeah, that's right. Or against them. So it's not like you get, you know, plated in a gown and a robe and you go stand before people.
You
I thought that's how it was.
What you show up was with long hair, and you show up with camel skin and a leathern belt, and your food is locusts and honey. Which one did God send?
Where the Spirit was.
Thank you. And what did he look like, Jake? Mm-hmm. Same thing with David.
That's right.
Even Samuel the prophet, none of his words fell to the ground. He even overlooked David.
He sure did.
Yes.
So in this capital, Bradley delivers a prayer, which is a fantastic prayer. It's a getting back to the foundation. It's acknowledging everything that's in the capital, in the Supreme Court. And he's a Christian minister. He prays it in Jesus' name.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So they got to put a spin on it say that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals. It's like, can anybody tell me where anything that was said? That's why we're suing Rachel Maddow friends, because we're not playing games. And the adversary is beginning to understand, and they have over the last year and a half. We're not playing games.
That's right.
We're not.
You know,
I'm in this for keeps. I'm fighting for our posterity. I want to say this, too. How much trouble, friends, do I need to get in before you finally understand what I'm telling you? Through my actions, is for you. It's for us. When Jake is talking about these videos, it's vitally important that you check out these videos. Because you're not going to, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. You are not going to get out of it any other way. If you're waiting for a leader to just shine his face out there, like, listen, we got the majors now talking about Rubio. And how, folks, they're just setting up the next president of the United States. That's all they're doing. He's got as much controversy around where he came from. He's got the establishment that everybody's offended at endorsing him, but yet you have these talking heads across the country talking about how good of a guy Rubio is. No, he's not. He's got the same background as Barack Hussein Obama, friends.
Which
and
is,
you need to understand
one,
that right now. He is not the answer. You are the answer, one nation under God. That's where the answer lies. By the way, if you want to see both those videos, they have now been posted on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Jake?
Yeah, I want to finish this video.
Okay.
It's important. When you watch this video, it's not an entertainment value video. What it is it shows you what we had to learn. When we got thrown into this, I remember an hour after the video, I was sitting down at Ted Anderson's Communications.
Yeah.
Studio, trying to figure out all of this. I mean, it just kept growing and growing. The press kept growing and growing and growing, went all over the country. We've learned by experience.
How many people told the truth, Jake?
Well, let's see here. The truth normally doesn't come out until about 2 days afterwards.
That's right.
When the righteous get to go get the talking points. But that's why I bring this up,
yes.
Because you can bring the truth out first. Learn through this DVD what happens, how it happens, and how you have to stand your ground and how you navigate through this, because it frankly is shocking. A whirlwind just hits you. It's like the tornado, and you even had the dream the night before. It hits you all of a sudden.
No, it was
like,
what, 3 weeks prior to that, yes.
What's happening? Where did this come from? How did it happen? That's ultimately the Lord. And you just learn how to, okay, when it happens now, you react in the way that the Spirit leads you to.
But keep in mind who brings the tornado.
That's right.
The Lord, read the book of Nahum, friends. Right at the beginning, it talks about the Lord brought the whirlwind. He has his way in the whirlwind. So when things happen, folks, and when you read the book of Acts, there was tumults, there was uproars, there was uprisings constantly, but God was the one that was responsible. He just needed someone that understood that to bring it to the people. Let the tornadoes come, because he's going to have his way in the whirlwind, and he always does. You know what happened in Minnesota here, friends, after we stood our ground? Let me tell you what happened. About 50,000 people locally found out that the press is a bunch of liars. Kurt Zellers is a stinking punk, because he is. That's what they found out. They just learned. See what the press did? They undid themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to tell the truth. Where are you getting your information from? Well, folks, I was the last one asked.
Yeah.
And they already had their story written. Boy, was that a coincidence? Bring it on.
That's more convenient.
If that's how you operate. That's how you operate. You're just showing the people who you really are. And you are a liar. And in Kurt Zeller's case, he is a stinking, spineless capitulator. And he's a straight up punk. And tell him I told him that.
There's no principle. When there's no principle in somebody, they're ultimately going to fall. When you talk about Marco Rubio, there's no background.
Dude, but let's go back to Zeller's. This guy walks around like he's all that in a bag of chips. It's like some, you know what? You better sit yourself down, dog.
You got no sour cream on those chips. What?
Someone done did lie to you.
Sit down.
Oh, my goodness. He really does. And it's like, boy, you carry yourself like you think you're all that. Well, of course.
He serves the people,
well,
though,
dude,
Brad. He serves the people.
Yeah, his people. And what's interesting about it is when you look at him, he's got Larry, Curly, and Mo hanging around him. No wonder he thinks he's cool. It's like a bunch of overweight people hanging around skinny, and she weighs 300 pounds, too. Well, what she did is she put girls on her left and her right. Well, each one of them weighed 1,000 pounds, right. So Mrs. Skinny in the center actually weighed 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's like this guy.
She looks skinny.
Yeah, you get the point.
The problem is, though, is that he lost his seat. And, folks, everybody that put confidence in him or
you,
in that
you watch that
loses.
Clown. You mark my words on this. You watch that joker. Because he's hanging out in the background for his opportunity, because someone promised him, you give us a stadium and we'll put you in a position.
Don't let
and
him
folks,
use you,
oh,
people.
No. And
don't.
We'll make sure that everybody knows who that joker is. And folks, I'm not calling him names. This guy is a stinking joker. He really is. You brought it up, Jake.
Yep.
It's your fault.
That is my fault.
All right, now listen to this really carefully.
I take that one.
Okay. For the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness, doth already work. We've been talking about the left and the right. We got off on Rubio, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Kurt Zellers, the jokes on you, Minnesota. And others, how the left and the right are constantly going back and forth, WWF at its worst, but the agenda goes forward and the American people learn. And they lose through what they learn. Now, what's interesting about that is when you read the Word of God, it says, for the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness doth already work. You know, when they're advocating lawlessness, that which violates the constitutional republic in which God bestowed upon us by giving us rights, when they violate those rights, and by the way, their purpose is to ensure our rights, not to violate our rights, okay? But when we begin to see them violate the law little by little, I don't care what the case, one iota, one jot, one tittle, it's time to deal with them. The first offense, not the tenth. But listen to what the Word of God says. For the mystery of lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. See, so there's no reason that it's allowed, is what God is saying. And then shall the wicked be revealed, what you're seeing today, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. That's what the Son of God does. He is the light of the world. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with deceivableness of all unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong to illusion that they should believe a lie. Friends, you only have one constitution, not two. We'll be right back. Keep highlighting what we're talking about. I love this train of thought. Right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Right at the end of that scripture, I'm actually in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. And it says in verse 11 and 12, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 12, "That they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness." That's exactly right. You're okay with what's going on out there. You didn't stand, you didn't bear your cross, you didn't deny yourself. You didn't understand he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. We've been talking about the two-party system, friends, and the lies that are promulgated on a daily basis, and how the talking heads of the day have you combating against the left, when in fact the right's no different than the left. Listen to what George Washington said. We better get to some of these callers too, yeah? George Washington, that's the first president of the United States. Not under the Articles of Federation, though, by the way. Yeah?
Yeah?
Come on, constitutionalists, come on.
Confederation.
Yeah. George Washington, the first president under the Constitution, September 19, 1796, said this. Listen carefully, I'll say it slow. "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually inclined the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual." In other words, you don't agree with the left, you don't agree with the right, then you have a Rand Paul. you have a Ron Paul. And he's always conveniently right there with his arms wide open saying, hey, I'm your man. That is until you look at their voting record. I go on. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Hello? What have we been talking about all day? That explains everything from A to Z, friends. What a great way to end the topic. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I want to make the statement too. A friend of ours, Michael Anthony Peruca, ran for president in 2004 for the Constitution Party. And he was always asked, you know, so why doesn't anybody know about you? And he said, because they're not supposed to know about me. Because they want to keep it between the Republicans and
that's
the Democrats.
Right. That's right.
And if you have enough money, you get a third-party candidate. Like we had the guy, the gentleman with the large hearing devices.
Ross Perot?
Yeah, Ross Perot.
Yeah.
He had enough money to buy his way into
it. That shook up the system, the establishment, by the way.
Yep. Jesse Ventura ran as a third-party platform here in the state of Minnesota and was able to win. But unless you have those few exceptions, they want to keep you out of it.
Yes.
Because you're not supposed to be there. You're contending with their policies as they move them forward.
Now, I want to tell you a little story about Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
One of our street teams actually sold him one of my books. He comes back and he was all worked up. It was actually Massey.
Yep.
And he had said to Massey, I believe half of it.
Yep.
I believe half of it.
I read your book. I believe about half of it.
Yeah, you know what the other half was, friends, that he didn't agree with? Was Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't agree with Scripture.
It's crazy.
How does he know how does he have the distinction between what's right and wrong, Jake?
It's because of Scripture.
Thank you.
It really is because of Scripture. Here he is. He's a veteran.
Yep.
This man is a Navy SEAL.
Yep. Respect that.
Exactly.
Yep. I respect that.
A hero to our country. It's like, can you not reconcile the two together, Jesse? That's where it's at, and that's where the
power
is.
Just go to your oath before serving our country, so help me. Come on, say it, Jesse. Come on.
God.
Come on. There you go. Thank you very much. Now, I had the opportunity to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
They had a campaign at the, what's the name of that?
Target Center.
Target Center, thank you. That shows you how busy I am.
Exactly.
We went to it, and we were actually invited to go into the back and meet all the politicians. And I didn't care if we met them or not. If I had a bag of tomatoes, I'd have probably had more fun doing that than I would. I'm not kidding,
that would have been fun.
You know
that would have been fun.
You know that's true.
I would have been.
But I seen Jesse Ventura back there, and I said, I seen him, and he was sitting with his wife. Hey, I respect the fact that he's a Navy SEAL, but you start capping on my Christ, you want to bark that direction, you better bark the other direction.
That's right.
So in saying that, I said to him, so I understand you read my book.
Huh?
This kind of looked at me bewildered.
He was kind of
like, are you talking to me? Like, you got authority going on here or something?
You better sit yourself down, boy. You know who I am.
But he was very cool to me, and I just, Jake tracked his wife, pink and blue to him, gave him a track of the Ten Commandments, leading them to Christ, and that was pretty much the gist of it. But we did have the opportunity. Folks, what we talk about, we've experienced, as you said earlier.
That's right.
Let's do this really quick. Let's take Tim in South Carolina. You got Bradley and Jake. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to chime in just a couple of things. You know, you mentioned us following a leader and that kind of thing. I am aware of Marco Rubio and how the establishment is positioning him. And, you know, a lot of people don't think it's an issue, but he's went from one apostasy to another. He was Roman Catholic, then he went Mormon, then he was now he's Roman Catholic again.
Yep.
That, to me, is one of the big red flags right there. Not to mention some of the things that you mentioned, but I'm struck by some things that my boys and I are reading in the mornings from 1 Samuel, and that is that the people, they call out to God for a king.
Yep.
They're not willing to allow God to be the king, even though when he gives them a king, it doesn't deny his kingship.
That's right.
But he gives them a king, and he tells Samuel, you remember, Samuel's distressed over that.
Yep.
And he tells him, he says, you know, Samuel, don't worry. Give the people what they want there. They're not rejecting you.
That's right. That's right.
They're rejecting me.
Amen.
And then he warns them. He says, the king shall reign over you. He'll take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, and he'll appoint captains. He was doing all these things. He's going to take your daughters. Now we're hearing where they're wanting to put the women out on the front lines in combat and stuff. He's going to take your fields, your vineyards, your olive yards, even the best of them. And even as I post on Facebook about the pilgrims coming over to establish the land that they're coming in for the advancement of the Christian faith and for the glory of God, I've got people saying, well, we don't want that in government because that turns this, that, and the other. And and my response was, well, wait a minute. You're not putting God in government now, and you've got the same thing.
That's right. That is exactly right.
No, it really is a great point.
So both sides can be corrupt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not saying that,
but we're saying there is a right way.
Yeah.
I applaud the fact that you guys are fair enough to call out both sides on that, because that's what I want to do too. I was severely disappointed with Rand Paul's move on Hegel.
Yep.
But again, that's what happens if you put your trust in men. You're always going to be disappointed.
That's right. And I don't think, I really think what it comes down to is when you begin to look at Saul and who he was, and God gave them what they deserved, but he didn't choose to do that. The people chose to do that, and he told them what they were going to do, like you laid out for us. That's exactly right. Just look at Saul for a minute. He was willing to rip the cloak of the greatest, one of the greatest prophets. I mean, this prophet was used by God to lead him to the throne. And yet when he got into power, I want to give you a distinction really quick, and I'll say this in a nutshell. I only got 2 minutes. The difference between a David and a Saul, David's heart, it took him years, 25 years to get to the throne, through trials and tribulations to get to the throne. Saul's heart was changed in a second. And there's a big difference. A man's heart must be tried and proven. That's the man that you can trust. But if he's not faithful to God, how can he be faithful to you? And Saul was not faithful to God. He was at war with God once he got the power he wanted.
And you even look in that scripture. What did they say when they said to Samuel, give us a king like the other nations around us. Those were godly nations to go out before us and fight our wars. That's what they were looking for. It was no longer a trust in God. I wanted to make a point, too. It's kind of in line with what you're saying, Tim, but I think it's important to understand. In the beginning of our country, Patrick Henry was governor of Virginia, I believe, 6 times, somewhere around there. It was multiple times. Back then, you actually didn't have a ballot, you know, where you could vote for, you can either vote for this guy or this guy or this guy. People came to the town hall, they wrote people's names down and said, I want this person to be this person to be that. Patrick Henry did not want to run, did not want to be governor. But his constituents in that area, this was how elections were, it wasn't a two-party system. They wrote down the name of Patrick Henry, and he overwhelmingly won again. And they presented to him, okay, here is your duty. The people have required it of you. And they had to step into that position, and that's how it happened. Way different story nowadays.
Yep, Tim, you got 10 seconds. Go ahead and respond.
Well, I'll tell you, Patrick Henry was one who said, I smell a rat, when they went to form the Constitutional Convention.
That's true.
And he was one who stood against centralized government.
Yep.
Amen. Well,
we
thank you for
that
your
in mind too.
Thank you for your time, Tim. Appreciate it, my friend. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Please go online, folks. We need the support to keep us out there. We're being called from all across the country. Can you do this? Can you do this? Well, friends, as long as we can do this together,
we can do it.
Yep. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean on Facebook, @BradleyDean, or follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. 1 John 3:18. Friends, we love you by what we do, not by what we say. See ya!
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to
neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.